would-be bard employer is here today. Well, he's a bard himself. He was the bard of Dorchester. Well, he still is at the moment until somebody else is appointed. It's Peter Rowe. Good afternoon to you, Peter.
Good afternoon, yes.
Welcome back to our studio.
Thank you for having me.
Now, a couple of weeks ago when you came in, I asked you to update me once you'd... got the people together who want to compete in the Bard for Dorchester. So how many entries did you have?
Well, there was quite a few entries, but there are six that are going through to the actual event in Poundbury on Sunday, and the quality of them is great. I'm really pleased.
Was the competition quite stiff then? Better than you thought?
Yeah, and there's actually quite a few people said, oh, I can't do it this year, but I want to do it next year. And the people that are interested, we've got singer-songwriters, we've got poets, we've got storytellers.
This is really taking off then.
Oh, yeah. And the good thing is that there's a leaning towards the younger end as well. Three of the competitors are below 25.
That's a great sign, isn't it? Because you tend to associate poetry with more mature people, if you don't mind me saying.
You do, but actually I think COVID had a role to play in this, in the fact that a lot of young people suddenly realised that there was this stuff out there.
Now, before we actually talk about the people you've selected as the sort of finalists, as it were, you've got a poem yourself for us.
Oh yes, that one came out of COVID as well. I was very busy during COVID writing love poetry, because they said that we had to date online, didn't they?
And It's
not quite the same, but no. I did actually end up meeting with this lady. She was sort of a wild swimmer and a paddle boarder. And this is a poem that came out of this. So it's called Our Mermaid's Pescatarian. Are mermaids pescatarian? Do they live on krill or kelp? Is there a government-sponsored website or a number to phone for help? Because I've fallen for a mermaid and I'd like to take her out, but I hear they have special diets, so I'd like to sort things out. And when the meal is over, if she wants to have a drink, do I carry her to the bathroom or just put her in the sink? And what about much later? If your romancing doesn't fail, how on earth do you get jiggy if she has a fish's tail? I think I've reconsidered about our future that could be, so I'm going to drive her to Weymouth and throw her back into the sea.
Oh, very good. So poetry doesn't have to be serious, does it? And your barista one that you read for us last time, not too serious, but lots of fun.
Great fun. I mean, I love playing with words anyway, and I'm a bit of a punster. So, yeah, maybe one day I'll do the Veg Box Club for you.
Okay. So how many people have we got as finalists then?
Well, we've got six finalists, and like I say, there's four men and two young ladies as well. So do you want me to do a quick rundown of who we've got?
Please do, yeah.
Right, the names we've got John Seymour, Athena Lynn, James Macmillan, Aidan Simpson, William Adams, Molly Dunn, and I'm sure I've missed somebody off. William Adams, John Seymour, Athena Lynn, James McMillan, Aidan Simpson, Molly Dunn. That's six, isn't it?
That's the six. Okay, so what happens now?
Well, now they get to present one of their own poems. They get to present a poem or song that they, or their interpretation of something by Thomas Hardy as a poem or as a song. And they get to deliver their manifesto. So they have 9 minutes to give their all, if you like, on Sunday, and the judges will judge them.
Where is this taking place?
And this will take place at Pummery Square in Poundbury, underneath the columns of the Brown Sword Hall.
That's a good place for it, really, isn't it?
It is. It's fantastic, really, because if we do happen to have some poor weather, which the forecast is looking quite good, actually, if we do have inclement weather, then there's cover as well. And obviously, Poet Laureate is right handy for drinks.
Afterwards, yeah, to celebrate the winner.
Or even during.
Yeah. So, don't say anything name-wise, but have you got a favourite in mind at the moment?
I do have a favourite.
Don't name names.
I'm not going to say.
No, that wouldn't be.
I'm not going to say names, but yeah. I'm just going to. I mean, they've obviously done a little bit of a form filling out for us.
Yeah.
And this one says, traditionally, a bard is a professional storyteller. That is my dream job. I adore connecting with people in one of the most intimate ways humans can do, by extending, exploring, and sharing their imagination and experiences.
Oh, I wish I could write like that.
That's one of our young people.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So I look forward. Well, perhaps we could invite the winner into the studio, do you think?
Love to do that, yeah.
And maybe they could read us their winning poem.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, that'd
be brilliant. And perhaps their adaptation to the Hardy's poem as well.
All of the above, yeah.
Sounds brilliant. It's going to become an annual thing. This
is
going to really take off. This has got legs, hasn't
it? Yeah. Well, we've committed to it for the next 5 years, so Megan and I will be behind it for the next 5 years. And Dorset Museum has also offered a one-year pass to the Bard, whoever is elected, for the next 5 years, and that's so that they can respond to the history and the collection of the town, and you know, work with us and do workshops and things like that from the museum. So there's a lot of potential.
There must be an awful lot of resources out there that are untapped as well, in the way of poetry from the past.
Oh, absolutely. We've got three strong Dorsetshire poets in the shape of William Barnes and Thomas Hardy and Robert Young. And they all have got an amazing archive of stuff, and also Hardy Society are on board with us, and you know, they're working with us to help get select the Bard. In fact, one of their you know, their chair is one of our judges. So
wow. So how are they going to be judged? Just remind us once again.
Well, we're going to be judged on the quality of their work, how they engage with the audience, and whether they've stuck to the theme, which is a celebration of Dorchester and Dorset, or West Dorset, and then just see where we go from there.
That's such a rich vein to tap anyway.
Oh,
isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much for coming in again. It's always great to see you.
Thank you.
And
Rob,
your poetry, and you're talking about doing something for Keep 106 eventually, aren't you?
Oh yeah. Is that under wraps? Are we going to
keep that under wraps for now? Yeah, I think we will. Yeah, we'll keep people in suspense. Thank you very much for coming in, and your poetry, your lovely poetry today.
Thank you.
And I look forward to hearing from you next week with the winner.
Thank
Good luck to all those competitors, and well done to everybody who took part.
Yeah, thanks very much, Rob. Thank you.
That's Peter Rowe. He's here from the Jawbone Collective in Bridport. They're based in Bridport. But it's all about the Bard of Dorchester. Competition takes place next week. Stay tuned for the results, as they say.